For the purpose, critique, review, positive, and everything creative that's good, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast presents...
It's the Nerdlings Podcast, and I'm WC Chronicles, your senior nerdling.
This is New Jersey Mike, the junior nerdling, and can you believe it is March? Where has time gone?
I just want to say TGIM. Thank God it's March. You know why? Because I have been sick with bronchitis, have not felt like trying to do the podcast. That's why we just kind of roll those reruns up the best we can. But hey, I'm feeling better. I'm not in the back of the full game, but I think I'm good enough to start dipping my toe back into the podcasting.
There you go. That's a perfect way to put it. Dipping your toe in the podcasting, just like when you want to run and dive into something, when you know you're not supposed to, like a lake, because you don't know what's in there,
right?
What kind of algae, if it's, you know, poisonous or whatever. You just, now you're getting older, younger, you're just like a little gun shy. You say, you know what, this is good enough.
Well, it always seems like either winter or spring, at some point in time, everybody, you get hit with that one big flu or that one big cold or that one big bout of bronchitis. And it just TKs you as the best you can. You still got to work. You got to function. You're running on maybe 4 dilithium crystals out of 10. You're doing the best that you can.
Yeah, that's it. Best you can, just that's it.
I've been able to keep the Instagram page up. If you haven't seen it, I found on WK, because it's the 40th anniversary of WKRP in Cincinnati. That's why there's a lot of hubbub going on about it. I found season 4, episode 21, where Dr. Johnny Fever is playing the closeout ending of Huey Lewis in the News, Do You Believe in Love? And Dr. Johnny Fever and Huey Lewis, come on, you know?
Yeah, it's like today's passing of 90210 star Luke Perry, Dylan McKay, just blows a lot of minds away.
He's the same age as me, but as you were saying, there's a lot we don't know. Respect the family, you know?
The poor gentleman had some kind of colon cancer from eating too much meat. And he was cancer-free for 3-4 years, and he had a massive stroke. And
I didn't read that rest of the article.
Yeah, somebody said on Facebook, you know, it's like, we're young still.
Yikes.
He's a little older than us. It's like, wow, when somebody dies this young of a massive stroke.
Oh, jeez.
Just wonder, what really levels of stress do we deal with, and how do we deflect them? That's amazing.
Deflecting it is a lot of hard work, you know.
And he will be sadly missed, really. Really, especially with them having a reboot. They said Fox coming up with the 90210 reboot.
Really?
Slash, you know, they're going to have 6 episodes. They signed supposedly Brandon, Jason Priestley, Jenny Garth.
Shannon Doherty.
Shannon Doherty and Luke Perry weren't going to come back to the show. Luke Perry was going to do a cameo in and out because he has another show he was called Riverdale.
Yes.
And he was like the father, so they said that would interfere, so he was just going to do like an in and out. But most of the other cast, Ian Ziering, who played Steve Sanders, David Silver, who was Brian Austin Green. As you can tell, I love the show.
What's the actor who plays Steven Sanders?
Ian Ziering.
I've had more in college. I had more people told me that, hey, you look like him.
Oh, wow.
You look like that guy from 90. And at the time, I had like no clue of anything. And I'm like, okay, that's great. That guy looks like me. Whatever.
So all 90210 fans, they're gonna do. It's just be thankful you're alive and take each day for the best you can.
Yes. So we're kind of abbreviating this podcast just a little bit because we got other podcasts we got to record in this session. Weezer the band. You may be new to the bandwagon. You may be just running to catch up to it. You may be a fan from theirs way back when they started in the 90s. But they are kind of back and hot, and it sounds like the kind of a permanent thing.
Well, that's because, you know, they're Big Owls.
Yeah.
They did Buddy Holly.
The Buddy Holly.
With the Happy Days theme.
The amazing video that Spike Lee directed. With them putting in the Happy Days seat, they're always on the kind of cutting edge of things a little bit.
That's pretty sweet.
A lot more fans, Monkey fans, became aware of them due to the fact that Rivers Cuomo wrote one of the songs for their album, just, you know, Good Times.
Another passing since one of our last podcasts, Peter Tork.
Peter Tork
died.
Coming up, we're going to be having that announcement in the Monkees podcast coming up shortly.
Just saying, wow.
So anyway, Weezer, it's been coming out. They're releasing an album and then another album. First, they dropped their album of cover versions, which they didn't tell anybody about. On the cover, they're dressed as Miami Vice clothes and attire and pastels. And it's called the Teal Album.
You know what's crazy about that? Don Johnson has about four songs out.
Yeah.
But the one that made some noise was Heartbeat. I play that. I love that song because there's just something about Miami Vice nighttime when you're growing up.
That one day of the week.
Yeah, it's just like, oh, then he sings this song. And then they had Miami Vice Day. They said there was like 50,000 people turned out in Chicago. It's like, you know what? I'm middle-aged, and I'm kind of proud of it now because I did get to live some positive youth. I mean, just imagine, Miami Vice, you know,
yes,
the pastel colors that, now.
That's why they call it the Teal Album, but they're dressed out in completely, in looking like Miami Vice.
I was just going to say, what, 34 years later, Vice, 32 yeah. years later, they're doing this?
Yes. So they put out the Teal Album, which is all cover versions. Now, I don't have notes here, but it has Africa, Toto, the cover version on it. It does not have Roseanne. They cover Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Oh, wow.
They cover Billie Jean, Michael Jackson. They cover, they even go back to the 60s a little bit. They cover the Turtles, Happy Together. They cover Paranoia from Black Sabbath, which I think is really interesting. And they also cover Benny King, Stand By Me.
They really hit
and
a barrage.
Four or five others, yeah.
A barrage of a rainbow of all different kind of Skittles.
Yes, and a few days ago, March 1st, they released their album, which is their original material. It's called The Black Album.
Oh, wow.
And the lead single on it was put out about a couple weeks before then. It was called Can't Beat the Hustle. I think I'm getting that title wrong. I didn't write notes down on this. It's a good video, but...
Watch it.
They're everywhere now. Actually, I heard on iTunes, their albums, the Teal Album, the Black Album, are number 5 and 6.
That's pretty cool.
Isn't that cool? I mean, it's kind of like a default switch. You know that little default switch you have to push on the electric outlet to make it go on? Weezer is kind of becoming the little default switch because we're getting kind of... Here's an example. You know my hatred for some certain songs by Pat Benatar,
yes,
and Joan Jett. Not that they're bad artists, but just the fact that they have such deep catalogs, you could play so much more from them. I'm driving around, doing my day's, you know, activities. You always have the presets on the radio just to avoid commercials. Joan Jett and then Pat Benatar on equal radio stations. I'm just like, that's it. It's the end of the world. Not what you call happy, you know? So anyway... Here we are. We're going to play Weezer. They were promoted. They've been promoted. They've been on Jimmy Kimmel. They've been on Jimmy Fallon. Good Morning America. Here we got. What we're going to play is Weezer's appearance on Good Morning America. Them covering
GMA.
Wow. Aha, Take on Me.
sit life off just to play my worries away. You're all the things I've got to remember shying away. I'll be coming for you anyway.
Take on Me, the cover of Aha from Good Morning America. If you have, go see the video. It's on YouTube. Check it out.
You know what's funny about Good Morning America? Matt Lauer was involved from Good Morning America in that crazy Hollywood shamble story that's now affecting us in Las Vegas with Steve Wynn and stuff. You know, it's just bizarre. That's why I said with Luke Perry passing, God rest his soul, praise to him and his family, that he rest in peace, and people just enjoy life.
Well, critiquing the song, because it's that version is different from what's on the studio album. It's interesting because you could actually understand a few more of the words and the lyrics. And I love the high pitch part. Always have, because it reminds me of getting up in the middle of the night and you wake up, the TV, the TV station has gone off, but you wake up to that, you know, and that's what that song reminded me of. It's so cool.
Like, you do that, it's like Mork and Mindy, that one episode. We go,
I can still do that. Don't know what I'm going to do with it.
Curious just if they get like a little flavor off the old shows, since they have a spinoff of Happy Days, because that's the one where he goes with Fonzie and Richie and stuff. I'm just curious.
Yeah. You know, well, here's my proposal. All right, so not going to do kind of a diatribe or anything, just kind of a mix, mash, mosh of what's been going on with Weezer, far as in stuff. And you ever heard of the game Fortnite?
Yes.
I don't participate in it. I know what it does, but they've always been kind of on the cutting edge of things. They got their own island in the game where you could hear the four songs before the album was released.
Neat. Because all the kids love Fortnite.
Yes. Yeah,
that is the most... like that other one. There was another game too, but the Fortnite, because my nephew plays that. They have people all over the world you can
talk amazing.
To. You can have
They made like $3 billion last year.
It's crazy.
Know? So here's my idea. Next podcast, we're going to do kind of a cool, we'll call it a Weezer Uniquities for the time.
There you go.
For what's going on with the Teal album, the Black album, because it's some pretty cool stuff that's going on.
Weezer next week podcast.
Sweet. Sound, that's the plan. Anything else you want to say?
Just Weezer is pretty cool. Their comeback, man. Or
never left, went never away. Left, the enjoyment of more of it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Have a good evening.